Unit 5. What about your digital footprint?
Hi guys, I'm Willow B, a YouTuber and online safety campaigner, and you're watching the Live My Digital video series. Today's topic is digital footprints. I'm here at Google, one of the most exciting tech companies in the world. This podcast gives you insights into how digital footprints are formed, why it's important to be aware of them, how you can manage your digital footprint, and ways to make it work to your advantage. I think of social media like a digital diary. I have memories of all of the things I've done, the places I've been to, and the people I've met along the way. Every now and then, I'll scroll back through my pictures, going all the way back to school, and find myself smiling or cringing at the things I've done. As cool as it is to have all of these memories at the click of a button, it's also important to be aware that whenever these pictures, videos, or comments get posted online, we're creating our digital footprint. If the things you post are embarrassing or inappropriate, they may be visible for the whole world to see. A digital footprint is the trail of digital information we leave behind us when we do anything online, when we share, search, join groups, or buy things. All of this information is stored somewhere. Sometimes we know about it, and sometimes we really don't. Research shows that 48% of employers will use search engines to research you before considering you for a position. And if you decide to apply for university further down the line, many of them will also research your digital footprint as part of the application process. In these situations, having a good digital footprint can massively work in your favor. What do you want people to discover when they search you? The things we post today could be important years down the line. When content that reflects you in a negative light is easily visible in a search, your online reputation is at risk. Here's what a group of students I spoke to had to say on the matter.
You can't control what other people are doing.
If they're tagging you in a post, you never really know who sees the post.
Don't post anything that you wouldn't want everybody to see, because if you post something you think, oh, I really don't want my teacher or mom to see it, then it is the wrong thing to post.
When you write a Twitter status or post pictures, just be mindful of who's watching and who can find out.
So what can you clean up or do to protect your digital footprint? Here are a few tips I have to help you keep on top of things. Playing around with the security settings on your social media account is key. Make sure they are set to a standard you're happy with so that only the people who you want to see your business can see your business. If you've posted something in the past that you're not happy with or think it's a bit inappropriate, delete it. This will make it less visible. If someone else has posted a piece of content that you're not happy with and you've been tagged, you usually have the option to untag yourself. You can also report it to the networks themselves. Remember to delete or deactivate any old unwanted accounts you don't use anymore, and I'd also recommend regularly logging out of all of your online profiles, including social media accounts, and searching for yourself using popular search engines like Google. I hope you found this advice useful. Technology is amazing, and we all have the right to use it safely and responsibly. Thanks for listening.